There's a distinct aura about you, Chosen One, that unmistakably sets you apart. A divine light shines through your character and personality, revealing that you are chosen by God. This divine selection comes with a mark, an invisible but potent sign of your allegiance to Him. Just as visible marks can identify people, spiritual marks highlight your divine purpose and draw extraordinary favor towards you. People around you might sense this uniqueness, even if they can't articulate it. Spiritual marks are subtle, often overlooked, yet their significance is profound. Recognizing these signs is crucial as they reveal a higher calling. While some individuals may carry marks of negativity, you, Chosen One, are marked by divine goodness. One of the most compelling indicators of being marked by God is experiencing unexplainable favor. You might notice that people frequently go out of their way to assist you, even during first encounters. This assistance comes freely, without any expectations. Your presence, your voice, seem to resonate with an inexplicable connection that draws people to you. This supernatural favor, this divine favor, where people favor you for no apparent reason, is a clear sign of a spiritual mark. Those who assist you often cannot explain why they feel compelled to help, sensing a force beyond the physical. When God places a spiritual mark on you, it brings about extraordinary favor. Favor that makes you stand out. Favor that draws positive attention effortlessly. You are marked by God, marked by divine purpose, marked by favor. This mark signifies the special destiny God has prepared for you. It is a sign that you are chosen, protected, and blessed. You are distinct from others. You are set apart. Your divine mark is powerful, undeniable, and uniquely yours, Chosen One. Esther was an ordinary orphan, raised by her uncle. She had no influential connections, yet she was chosen to join the king's harem, a selection for which many nobles lobbied on behalf of their daughters. But Esther stood out. The eunuch in charge of the harem favored her. The Bible tells us in Esther 2:15, "And Esther won the favor of everyone who saw her." It was as if she carried an invisible mark that attracted favor from everyone, including the king, who ultimately made her queen despite her lack of connections. If you find yourself consistently experiencing favor, just like Esther, it might be a sign that God has marked you, attracting favor from everyone you meet. This favor isn't about physical appearance, as many attractive people don't experience constant favor. It's something deeper. It's a divine mark. Another sign of being marked by God is divine protection. Even in situations where harm seems inevitable, you emerge unscathed, shielded by God's protective hand. When you are marked by God, you are chosen, protected, and blessed. You stand out in ways that are undeniable. Like Esther, this divine mark attracts extraordinary favor and ensures you are safeguarded in all circumstances. Some situations you've escaped could have ended tragically, yet God protected you in ways beyond mere physical safety. His divine shield guards you against the schemes of those who wish you harm and the attacks of the wicked, often without your awareness. God's mark on your life acts as a barrier against evil, shielding you from adversarial plans. Even those with ill intentions, who possess some spiritual insight, refrain from harming you, knowing the repercussions. Psalm 105, 15 states, "Do not touch my anointed ones, do my prophets no harm." This divine command ensures the safety of those marked by God through His anointing. Consider the Israelites' victory over the Amorites in Numbers 21 and 22. The king of Moab, fearing for his people, summoned the prophet Balaam to curse the Israelites. Despite multiple attempts, Balaam could only bless them, unable to speak a curse over God's protected people. When God marks you, He envelops you in His protection. If you've consistently experienced inexplicable divine safeguarding, it might be a sign of God's mark on you. Another indicator is the ease with which things work out for you. While others struggle, you achieve success with a supernatural ease, a testament to the spiritual mark you carry. As you put in the effort, you experience supernatural assistance, even when the odds seem insurmountable. Suddenly, everything aligns perfectly, and others may have noticed, remarking how things just seem to work out for you. This seamless unfolding of events could be a clear indication that you are marked by God. Romans 8:28 reminds us, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Everything is working in your favor because you have been called, chosen, and marked for God's divine purpose. If you have prophetic abilities and clearly hear God's voice, it might be a sign of this divine marking. When you easily receive God's guidance and feel the Holy Spirit's direction in your life, it signifies God's active interest in your journey. He has a specific plan for you and is leading you to ensure his purpose is fulfilled. The ability to hear and follow God's instructions is crucial for fulfilling his call on your life. Being marked by God often extends beyond personal experiences. You may receive words of encouragement or specific instructions for those around you. This prophetic gift indicates that God wants to use you for his glory. It can manifest in various forms, such as prophetic dreams, visions, or words placed in your heart. If you frequently experience these prophetic insights, it may be a sign that you carry a spiritual mark. Additionally, another indicator is the protection from certain mistakes, even from a young age. While youthful impulses often lead to poor decisions, you may have been safeguarded by divine intervention, steering you away from fulfilling mere fleshly desires. Many people, during their teenage years, felt lost and distant from God, leading them to engage in actions they later regretted as they grew wiser. Even those who lacked interest in their faith or a relationship with God might have noticed an inexplicable prevention from making certain mistakes. Despite efforts to fit in and adopt the behaviors of the so-called cool crowd, their plans often failed, and they got caught. At the time, this might have been frustrating, especially when attempting things like underage drinking, drug use, or premarital sex. However, upon growing up and finding faith, they may realize that these seemingly unfortunate failures were actually acts of divine mercy. Instead of learning from painful mistakes, they were shielded from making them until they gained more wisdom. Can you relate to this experience? Perhaps you struggled to fit in, only to find your attempts thwarted. Maybe you tried to sneak out and drink, but always got caught. As a child, it might have seemed that what others did effortlessly was unusually difficult for you. It felt like an unseen hand was holding you back from troubled waters, even when you were eager to dive in. This could be a sign that you bear a spiritual mark, protecting and guiding you, even when you are unaware of it. God has had his mark on you since childhood. Since childhood, even when you were unaware, his mark was upon you. He declared that he would protect you from certain mistakes because of the plans he has for your life. He has plans for your life, powerful plans, divine plans. In Genesis 20, when Abraham stayed in Gerar, he claimed Sarah was his sister out of fear. Consequently, Abimelech, the king of Gerar, took Sarah into his household. But God intervened. God appeared to Abimelech in a dream, warning him that he was in grave danger because of Sarah. Abimelech pleaded for mercy, and in verse 6, God responded, "Yes, I know you did this with a clear conscience, and so I have kept you from sinning against me. That is why I did not let you touch her." God prevented Abimelech from sinning. Divine intervention, God's protective hand. Similarly, many of us recognize that God has kept us from sinning, even when we were unaware of his presence. His protective hand has been upon us since our youth. His protective hand guiding us away from wrongdoing, guiding us away from mistakes. If you've reached this point, you've likely noticed signs indicating that you bear a spiritual mark. You bear a spiritual mark. God has called you for his purpose, his purpose. He has a plan for your life. His hand has been guiding you for a long time, a long time. Now it's time to fully yield to him and open your heart to his voice. Hear his call and follow his lead. Join me in declaring, God's hand is upon my life. God's hand is upon my life. I am anointed by God. I am anointed by God. And I am set apart for His divine purpose. Set apart for His divine purpose. The spiritual mark on your life is there for a profound purpose. To live a life committed to serving God. Committed to serving God.